Suva Beinak Suvim. It wasn't the Megillah, just the Megillah Esther. It had a few other Svarim written on it also. So Amalei said back to him, Harayomu, didn't we learn that Akur B'Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim Lo Yotza? You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah if you read it this way, if it's not just Megillah Esther by itself. Amar B'Chiyah Barab, Amar B'Yechanan, Akur B'Megillah, like, didn't we learn that Akur B'Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim Lo Yotza? You're not Yotza the Mitzvah. Like knocked them on the head, like to say, you should know the Halacha is really Betziba Shoni. It was only learned Betziba. If you read the Megillah Betziba, then it's not nice to read it from a Ksav that's amongst other Ksuvim also. Because there you need a bigger person than this. But if you're reading it privately in your own house, then it's Mutter. Shalai Betziba, you're allowed to read it even from a Sefer that has other Sperm in it also. So he was reading it privately, therefore it's Mutter. The Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Shir Hatfar Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. That that we say when you sew up even a Sefer Torah, we sew up the pieces of the parchments, you put two pieces together, you sew it, you're not allowed to sew it all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom. You have to leave a little bit on top unsewn, and a little bit on bottom unsewn. In other words, you sew it, you have to start first sewing it here, 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 and stop before you reach the end and before you reach the top. You should know that's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Shir Atzfar, you have to leave all the part of the sewing, Lachal Moshe Mitzinai. O Machal HaMoshe, hit him on the head, for Yomer Yishno was only said, Elekadesh LaYikra. The reason is that it shouldn't rip. If you sew it all the way to the top, when you start pulling a little bit, it's going to rip there. And it's not going to look nice. But if you don't sew it on top, so the top part is a little bit movable anyway. So you start moving a little bit, it won't rip here, because it's not sewed down. So the loch of why you're not supposed to sew it down till the top is, it should not come to rip, and then it won't look nice. This is less halacha of Shir Hatfar, that's halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. That you can't sew up the sefer, a sefer Torah, till the top or to the bottom. And he said, the reason is only that you should not rip it. If you would have sewn it all the way to the top, it would be very stiff-like. Kishumahatka in the Sefer Torah, v'nikra, it would rip. Avol achshav kishumahatka v'koyach v'maschol ha'achiv roitzali kora muneya malahatka yosef. Like Manashev, when you start pulling it now, and you see that on top it starts to divide, so don't pull it so strong anymore. Like if it's sewn to the top, so when you pull it, you don't realize you're pulling it so strong until it breaks. But if on the top it's not sewn, the top part is without sewing, so if you pull it so tight, the top part starts to open up a little bit. So you know to stop then, and you won't rip it. The Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Il Mole Nishtaye B'Moro, Shomad Bo Moshe V'Elyo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Elyo Anovi, so it was pitch dark there in the tent, in that Moro, in the cave. But if there would have been a little bit light coming in, Kamole Nekev, even a small hole, Nachat, Sitkis, even like a small crack, how big of a needle, they couldn't have stand it because of the light. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kula Yirani Yodavachai, nobody could see me and still stay alive. So in other words, Moshe there was like pitch dark, he had the light, so that's why he couldn't really see Hashem. That's why he was able to stay alive. But if there would have been a little bit light coming in, and then it's cold, you could see Hashem, they couldn't have stayed alive. So Rashi says, Mora Shama by Moshe, Kishavra Kodesh Baruch Lefonov, when Hashem went past by Moshe, Kishenema Visamticha Benikras Atzur, Vielio Afu Omad Vyoise Mora, Vyova Kodesh Baruch Lefonov, Shinema Vyovu Shomela Mora, Vyoimet Sei Vyamanato Bahar, Vinya Hashem Oiver, that Hashem passed by us, Elio Anovi. So saying at that time when they were in the cave, Macha Titki Shalonu, Shehi Dakum, if there would have been a crack, the small size of a pin there, of a nail, of the pin, the top of the pin, the teufrim ball, like you use for sewing, a sewing pin, sitki bigdodin, v'yesh machat acheret gasum, nikras machat shel sakoyim. There are other type of needles that are thicker. This means a thin type of a needle. There would have been a little bit hole that light could come in, is l'mole nishtari bonekav, kifi machat, kishover alem akarish baruchu, is they wouldn't have been alive, because the Pasuk says, Kol Yirani Yodam V'Chai. So it's interesting, even though at that time they were supposed to see Hashem, but it was pitch dark there, they couldn't really see. Yamra Bechiya Barab, Amra Yechanan. My Dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'yaleyan kechol ha'advor ma'asher dibur Hashem imochem. That means Bahar. That means Melamed Sheherra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Diktukei Torah. He showed him by Hasinu the Diktukei Torah. Rashi says that means Ribuyin, Essin, V'gamin, Miyutin, Achin, V'rakin. The Diktukei Torah means if you marbe something, there's an extra S in the Pasuk. And from the yes, we marbe something. Or else Miyutin, Achin, V'rakin. There's a miyut from the word. It's not exactly how to be medadnik. From the mikrom, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu. The Diktukei Sofrin, Rashi says, Shediktuko ha'achroinim, Miloshim Mishnah Rishonim. That's forget what says later in the Mishnayis was also taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. And even what the Chachomim later on is going to be Mechadish also. What is it, Nikra Megillah? The Nikra Megillah was also taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by Harsinai. Right. Hakil Ksherim Nikra says the Megillah. Who could read the Megillah for the Rabbim to be made to the Rabbim? Anybody. Anybody could read the Megillah to be made to the Rabbim. Chutz Micheres Shaita B'Kotin. A Cheres, somebody that can't hear, or Shaita is Lar Badas, and a Kotin. A Kotin, since he's not Mechuyi with the Mitzvah, he can't be made to the Rabbim, he can't read the Megillah for the Rabbim. We have Yehuda Machshe B'Kotin. Yehuda says, no, a Kotin is allowed to be the Balkari, he could read the Megillah to be made to the Rabbim. Tomorrow says, Mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah that says Cheresh? That means somebody has brains, just he can't hear, he's deaf. Mantan a Cheresh dieved nami loy. Apostle Mishnah says he can't read even by the Yevid. Who does our Mishnah go like to say even by the Yevid? That even if the Cheresh read the Megillah, we're not Yoytze the Mitzvah. Omer Rav Masna Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah L'chura goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
The Tzlan, we don't like this. Ha'kere Shema. We have Gemara in Brachis. Before Ha'kere Shema, somebody reads the Shema. V'lo Hishmia Li Oznoi. And he reads it so low that his own ears does not hear what he's saying. Is the Yotza? Shino B'diyavad Yoytza the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. We have Yoytza Yoyme Lo Yotza. No, you're not Yoytza. So Rabbi Yosi Yoz, know what a Diba means. A Diba means that you can hear what you're saying. And if it's so low that you can't hear, or else in our case where you're a Cheresh, you're a deaf person, and you can't hear what you're saying, that's not called a Diba. So according to Rabbi Yosi, when a Cheresh says something, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Diba, he can't read the Megillah for the Rabbin. Is Rabbi Yosi Yom Allah Yotza? So man, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi that says that even by the Yeved, a Cheresh is not Yetzer the Mitzvah. Can't read for us. So Mura says to Mimai, what's the Raya, the Rabbi Yosihi? What's the Raya, our Mishnah, that says that Chutz Micheres Shait to the Kotin? Because according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, Udiyevet Nami Loi, that the Mishnah means even by the Yevet, even if you already read it for the Tzibur, you're not Yosi the Mitzvah, you have to hear it over again. Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudah Shita. Ulechatchilahu Deloi. Our Mishnah just means Lechatchila. You should not let the Cheresh read the Megillah for the Tzibur. Don't let him do it. Hodiyevet. But let's say he already read it. Maybe Shapadami. Maybe you would be Yotze the Mitzvah. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi, we have Yudishita. So the Gemara says, don't think like that. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Cheresh, dum Yudishita b'kotin. The Mishnah says, like, Akol Kshir Likud says, Megillah, Chutz, excluding a Cheresh, Shaita b'kotin. So a Cheresh Bechura, a deaf person, has the same halacha like a Shaita, fool, and a Kotin. Ma shait to the cotton. The Yevet Nami Loi, just like a shait to the cotton, if they read the Megillah, we're not Yotze, we have to hear it over again. Av Cheresh, the Chur, the Mishnah means a Cheresh also. If a deaf person reads the Megillah, the Yevet Nami Loi, that even with the Yevet, we're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So who does our Mishnah go like Rav Yotze? So that's the Raya, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Yotze Shita, that even with the Yevet, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah, and not according to Rav Yehuda Shita. Mar says no, the Dilma may be Hawkid Yisav, Hawkid Yisav. Maybe each case is by itself. That a Cheresh is only Lechatchila, he should not read it. But for the Yevet, if he reads it, since he's a Bar Dasi Yaseichel, we could be Yotze the Mitzvah. We hold like a Yudishita. And only a Shait of the Kot is no good for the Yevet. So Mar says no. I'll tell you another proof that the Reisha cannot be a Yudishita. Me Diktoni Seifer, since the end of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Kotin, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a Kotin. even though he's not bar mitzvah yet, he could read the Megillah for the Rabbim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Nechlal the Reisha, Lav Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a right that the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, is not Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If it's not Rabbi Yehuda, who is it like? Rabbi Yossi. So the Rabbi Yossi Shita is, if you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called the Dibra, it's not called the Kriya, so therefore we're not Yehuda to the Mitzvah. The Rosh says, no, maybe the Dilma Kul Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Mishnah goes according to Yehuda. Now this part of the Gemara Rashi in the Bach says we shouldn't be gervous. That mi dami reisha lepsula v'seifu l'ksheira. This part we shouldn't be gervous. Rather like this. The Gemara would say maybe the whole Mishnah goes according to Yehuda. V'dilma kulu Rabbi Yehudi. U'tre gavne katan katani. Lo. And the Mishnah is talking about two different types of katan. Like to say the whole Mishnah goes like Yehuda, who it's a stira. The Reisha says that a katan cannot read the Megillah. And then Yehuda says machshe b'katan. So how could you say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? So I'll tell you, maybe the Mishnah is talking about two different types of ketanim. The chasuri bechzuru, and something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochi ketani. This is the way really you should read the Mishnah. Ha'akoyol kisheru likra says the Megillah. Everybody is allowed to read the Megillah. Chutz mi cheres shayt v'katin. Excluding a cheres shayt v'katin is not allowed to. Now the Nedavar Mamurim, when do we say this? The Kotin Shalohi Gil Chinuch. If the Kotin is not even 5 or 6 years old yet, he didn't come to the Shir of Chinuch. Avol B'Kotin Shigil Chinuch, let's say a Kotin that came ready to the Shir, that there's a mitzvah of Chinuch for him. Tiyah the Megillah, so Rashi says here, Shasad, the Nedavar Mamurim says B'Kotin Shigil Chinuch, L'Chinuch mitzvahs are going Ben Tes, Tesha or Ben Eser. He's not 9 or 10 years old. K'damrinim B'Yumim Perek Basra. That's Rashi Shita. Achidish, that you go both to the Shir of Yom Kippur, what the Shir is the fast. Tosis other Rishonim argue and say, no, that's only a Shir for fasting. For fasting, Rabbonim will not mechayev a small kid to fast until he's 9 or 10 years old. But for Shar Mitzvahs, the klal is, the Gemara always says, as soon as it's your day, he knows about the mitzvah, there's a chiyuv chinuch. When your kid understands what it means to put on tzitzis, you have to buy tzitzis for him. He could be 5 or 6 years old also. So it's lav dak where Rashi says here 9 or 10, they say about it means even 5 or 6 also. But I call upon him a country, Gila Chinuch, then the Yehuda Shita is afil l'katchila. Even l'katchila, a cotton could read the Megillah. Why? Shreb Yehuda, machshev a cotton, the Yehuda Shita is a cotton could read the Megillah. In other words, Nikra Megillah is only with the Rabbanin. The whole Chiyuv to hear the Megillah is only with the Rabbanin. And the cotton Shigila Chinuch is also Mechuyiv with the Rabbanin. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Katan Shegil Lachinuch could be married to the Rabbi Nikra Megillah, since they're both only mid Rabbanim. Zmora says, "B'maya Kimta, what do you want to say our Mishnah goes like then? Rabbi Yehuda, our whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I, Rabbi Yehuda, holds a Cherish. If it's the Yevid, if he reads Kriya Shema, he's Yetzir the Mitzvah. Is also here also, with the Yevid, Rabbi Yehuda, oh, the Yevid. That our Mishnah says, that chutz mecheresh shayt v'katan, cheresh is no good, it just means l'chatchila not. But with the yevet taka, you could be yet to the mitzvah. But the yevet of a cheresh reads the Megillah, you would be yet to the mitzvah. For the Gemara, Eloho de katani, that we learn, Eloho de tani, Rabbi Yehuda Brei, to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that says cheresh ha-medaber, v'yein ha-shimeya, if you have a cheresh, a deaf person, even though he could talk, but he can't hear, the lacher is torim l'chatchila. He's allowed to be torim l'chatchila. There's such a sheet like that. He owes the chetchila, you're allowed to be terim. Is the churamani, who does this price go like? Rav Yehuda, if it goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita, that argues in Rav Yehudi in Gemara and Brachis, who is saying, Tiyeva din the chetchila loy. Rav Yehuda is also only saying that a cheresh could read the Megillah only with the Yevid. Like if you read Krishna and you don't hear what you're saying, well, going to Rav Yehuda Shita is with the Yevid, you get to the mitzvah. Well, the chetchila, that's not the mitzvah. Well, going now, even according to Rav Yehuda, the chetchila, you have to hear what you're saying. And here the Brisa says not like that. Here the Brisa says that a deaf person that can't hear, l'chatchila is allowed to say the bracha. So does this Brisa go like? Rabbi Yehuda can't go like. Rabbi Yossi, the Yevid Namelor, like Rabbi Yossi for sure can't go. Rabbi Yossi says if you don't hear Kriya Shema, if you don't hear what you're saying, you're not yet to the mitzvah even with the Yevid. So for sure you're not yet to the Megillah, and for sure you can't make Trumah either. So does this Brisa go like? So Gemara wants to say Ella like this. Ella, the Ella, what do you want to say? How do you want to answer this Brisa? The Ella, my Rabbi Yehuda. Who do you want to say? This Brisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Afilu L'Chatchila. And the Pshat is Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that even L'Chatchila, a Cheresh could read the Megillah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in Shav Brachis,
about Krishma, Zeshitriz, even if he can't hear what you're saying, he yaitz the mitzvah even nechatchila. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So at this pshat, our Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah would dafka have to be Rabbi Yossi. That our Mishnah says, chutz mecheresh shait v'katan, that a cheresh cannot read the Megillah, has to go according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That else even with the effort, you're not yaitzah. Because you want to tell me now, we have Yehuda Shita, that argues on Rabbi Yossi holds, even lechatchila, you're allowed to read the Megillah or read Krishma, even if you can't hear what you're saying. And that's pshat then of this price here that said, Rabbi Yehuda Brei, to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, that cheresh ha-madavim ene shemeya tarim lechatchila, that a person, that even though he could talk, and that even though he can't hear, but he could just talk, he's allowed to be mafresh truma. Now by being mafresh truma, what it means here is, that you have to say the bracha also. Look, how could you make the bracha? According to Rabbi Yossi, you can't take off truma. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say the bracha. If you say a bracha that you don't hear what you're saying, that's not called a bracha. So this brisa that says lechatchila, you're allowed to let this person make the bracha, has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we want to say now, argues on Rabbi Yossi and says, lechatchila, you're allowed to read it even if you can't hear it. So if so, our Mishnah that says, a cheresh cannot read the Megillah, again, cannot go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yossi. So far, everything would come out very good. There's only two Shitas. We have Yossi says, even with the Yevid, you're not Yossi in the mitzvah, you can't hear what you're saying. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, lechatchila, you're allowed to do it. So therefore, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, and this price goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So everything would be good. The Gemara says, no, still something shver. Elohad Tanya, we want another brisa, Gemara and Brachas. Elohad Tanya, lo yivarech adam birchas amazim blibay. A person should not bench in his heart. The yimbirach yotza, but b'dievet, if you bench, said birchas amazim in your heart, you yotza. Here's a churamani. Now blibay here doesn't mean you don't speak out the words. Havadi, you have to speak it out. Blibay here just means that you did not hear what you said. So you see, there's a man diyom that says here, that you're only yotza b'dievet, not lechatchila. That lechatchila lo yivarech birchas hamazon if you don't hear what you're saying, but v'dievad yaitza. So who does this go like? Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Yossi. Because in Rabbi Yehuda afil lechatchila. You want to tell me now? We're going now. Rabbi Yehuda shita is even lechatchila. You're allowed to hear. You will say a bracha even if you can't hear it. So kuri yish lechatchila. You're allowed to bench. Believe means just you don't hear what you're saying. In Rabbi Yossi, if this price goes according to Rabbi Yossi, afil d'yevad amiloi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that you're not Yotze Mitzvah Krishma. A Kriya Diba means you have to hear what you're saying. If you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called a Diba. So now we're Shver on this Brisa. This Brisa says that, Lechatchila not, but for the effort, yes, who does it go like? So the answer is like this. So the kids, so we have to have three Shitas here. There's one Brisa that says, Lechatchila, you're allowed to say, make Truma, say the Baruch, even though you can't hear it. There's another Brisa that says, only for the effort you can bench that way, but not Lechatchila. And then there's Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah named Brachis that says that if you read Krishna, you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotzi even with the Yevet. So how do we have the three Shitas? So the Gemara says like this.